8:35 our current time, and as I said right now, 86 degrees outside, 93 is the feels-like temperature. And we are very happy to welcome into the program our good friend from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, Marcia Clayman, who is here. And Marcia is celebrating a birthday this week. We sang to you yesterday, yes. and hopefully you had a nice birthday.
You know, it was so relaxing, and I just had the luxury of doing whatever I wanted. You know, got to watch Downton Abbey.
This the new one, you mean?
Of my own home.
The new movie, or yes. the okay?
Got to go see Tom Cruise.
That you went to go see the new Top Gun? Also good.
You know,
I have not been there yet for that. Don't spoil it. Whatever you say.
I'm not going to say.
Okay, no spoilers.
Let me tell you, this was interesting. We go to this really cool family theater in Hilton Head.
Right.
Small and locally owned.
Right.
And I'm walking in the lobby, and David had already reserved tickets, so he was parking the car because he's such a gentleman. He's very,
very nice.
Considerate like that. But anyway, I go in the lobby, and it's nothing but seniors like
sure.
myself,
okay.
and much older.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm looking around. I'm going, oh, well, they're probably here to see Downton Abbey. You know, that's so our theater should probably be pretty empty.
Not so much.
I walk in, and everybody that had been in the lobby was watching Tom Hanks. Even Tom, this lady, I swear she had to be close to 100, and she was adorable sitting there at the very end, and she was I heard her talking about Tom Cruise. But, I mean, it's a really
good
movie.
Well, he's a vampire, you know. He doesn't age.
Don't be negative about him.
No, I'm saying he doesn't age.
I'm just saying it was a good
movie. If you look at Tom Cruise and you say, Tom, go stand in front of that mirror, you won't see a reflection. Because he does not age. He still looks younger than all of us.
But it was a wonderful movie.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it.
You know, like I said, it was. I can't wait for it to come on pay-per-view so I can watch it again.
I'm looking forward to seeing it also, and haven't been there yet to see it, but very much looking forward to that. And good. Glad you went. Hope you had a great birthday, and hope you're doing well. So, boy, you're right on time with your topics for today, with what we're dealing with when it comes to the heat and too hot to handle. Let's talk a little bit about how we deal with our seniors when it comes to weather like this.
Well, you know, I talked a couple of weeks ago about dehydration and people are having problems with being dehydrated. But Karen and I were talking yesterday, and we really feel like we really needed to hit this one hard because there's a lot of danger out there. I mean, I hate to be doom and gloom Debbie here. Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the heat is really dangerous out there right now, and we really have to look out for our seniors because our seniors have more chronic illnesses that respond to this type of issue, heart issues. You know, your heart can accelerate rapidly if you're overheated.
Sure.
The other thing is that when you're taking a wonderful variety of medications, they also have side effects from the heat.
Right.
And some of the medications, such as high blood pressure medications, they will cause your body not to cool down as fast as you want it to. So you really have to know what you're taking, and before you go outside for your morning walk, to say, okay, is this something I need to be doing today? You know, maybe today I should maybe do some walking around the living room while I'm watching, you know, Price is Right or whatever, but maybe it's not good to be outside today.
And yeah, again, anybody, not just seniors, you need to be aware of this. But I mean, certainly for our seniors, it's amplified because of what you just described, a lot of the meds you're on and things like that. And it can really sneak up on you also. So again, if you have to be outside and you're a senior, or you know that mom or dad wants to be outside doing their gardening or whatever it is, things like that, that they might want to do, just pick your battles. I mean,
right.
Try to do it early in the morning, maybe, or even later in the as the sun's getting set, ready to go down, where it's not 100 degrees. That's scary.
It's always interesting when I'm going to work in the morning, I go over the dam, and the same people I see running,
mm-hmm.
but the ones that I see running that are in super good, you know, good shape, they won't be running today. They're smart enough to stay out of it.
That's what God invented treadmills for. You know,
yes, absolutely.
Stay
join
inside
the gym,
of the treadmill.
The
yeah, for sure.
But we've got. You know, I think I talked about this before because I thought it was a funny sounding word, but it's syncope.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get sudden dizziness, and that's if you're out in the weather and all of a sudden you feel really dizzy. Also, if you take a heart medication that's called a beta blocker, or you're not used to hot weather, you can start to feel faint. And what a horrible feeling to feel faint when you're out, you know, outside, especially if you're out by yourself. The other thing, we see this a lot with athletes, but we can get them ourselves, our heat cramps throughout in the heat. It usually, you're going to get cramps from hard work or exercise. That means if you're out working a lot, if you're out in the garden a lot, if you're doing something that your body is really getting hotter and hotter, you really need to be cautious because your skin's going to start feeling moist and cool, but your muscles are going to start tightening up. And that's when you see people having to hit the ground and you know, they're writhing in pain because they're such horrible cramps. So what you need to do when you feel a cramp coming on is that you need to find a way to cool your body down, and that means you need to find shade immediately, either outside or in a cool building. Drink plenty of fluids, but don't drink alcohol or caffeine. So when you think about people being out in the sun, out in the beach, like I saw last week, people playing all kind of games on the beach.
Sure.
You got to be careful, but everybody was smart enough to have the big tents out last week, so people were staying shaded. A lot of people will get a swelling in your ankles
mm-hmm.
when the heat comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start getting hot and your feet start getting hot, your ankles will start swelling. You really need to get someplace, find you a recliner chair, and you need to raise those feet up.
Put those legs up.
And get the legs up and get your blood pressure back down. Another thing is heat exhaustion. I think most of us have had that once or twice in our life. But that's when your body is overheated and it just can't keep itself cool. And you're going to start feeling thirsty and dizzy and weak and uncoordinated and nauseated. And you're going to start sweating a lot. And your body temperature may stay normal, but your skin starts to feel cold and clammy. And that's when people will start having a rapid pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And that can start making you feel very nervous and like you're going to pass out. When you have heat exhaustion, if you don't feel better soon, you don't need to push it aside and say, I'll give it an hour or so. You really need to seek medical attention.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, and I know neither are you, Marcia, but this is something that can be very unforgiving. And the damage that happens can be permanent. If you're not careful, something really bad can happen if it gets to a point where it gets ugly.
I don't know if I shared this with you before, but I got sun poisoning from being out at the beach one time for mm-hmm. 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep.
Yeah, you did tell us you fell asleep
once. And ended up in the hospital and ended up going into mononucleosis. And so
when you started college, wasn't it? You told us? Yeah.
But it took 2 years for me to feel comfortable being out in the sun again because I would get nauseous. So it does have some effects to you.
Yeah, again, it's just you don't mess with it. And it can really, really, as we said, sneak up on you. And if you certainly don't use the things that Marcia's talking about, some of the tools to prevent and deal with, again, it can lead to something catastrophic. It really can.
Now, what I really want to hit hard right now is I want people to realize who your neighbors are, where your family members are, because older people living in homes or apartments without air conditioning or fans or any type of way of being cooled down, they are very susceptible to having a heat stroke. You know, and we need to be careful about this because as we hear about, there are some states that actually have, what do they call it? They actually will cut down the electricity. They'll cut off like
brownouts.
California.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day. She said that her relative had a gas generator, but now they're going to outlaw those. And so how are you supposed to keep cool if they're not going to let you use a gas generator and your electricity has been
shut
down?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. It is. It's crazy. Now they want you to run them off your new electric cars. So I kid you not. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's why they don't want you to run gas generators because they hate
fuel so much.
Well, you
know, I asked for a $70,000 Tesla for my birthday, but we decided, you know, since I'm wanting to retire soon, it was probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Hold tight. We'll come back into the Fox Business Report. Come back with more of Marcia on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Oracle stock is rallying. It delivered a reminder that companies still have a deep dependence on technology. The software giant is reporting dramatic increases in demand for its cloud computing services in the recent quarter. The unit grew nearly 40%. Oracle's earnings and revenue were stronger than forecast. However, Wall Street continues to focus on how inflation and the Federal Reserve's actions to contain it will impact the economy. Wall Street banks are suggesting the Fed could raise its key interest rate by 0.75% tomorrow. Market sentiment appears to have improved after the Monday sell-off that pushed the S&P 500 into bear market territory, down 20% from its record. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SHELTER to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SHELTER to 989899.
Nathan Ballantyne, a conservative who shares our values and protects our quality of life. He's a longtime dedicated leader who's fought for his community in Colombia. He's committed to holding the line and protecting our values once again. Please re-elect conservative Republican Nathan Ballantyne to House District 71. Paid for by the SE Realtors Political Action Committee, 3780 Fernandina Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210.
Experience matters when it comes to taking care of your loved one. At Oakleaf Village Lexington, we have a leadership team that has over 100 years of caring for seniors. This means we have the experience you need. You can rest assured that your loved one is receiving exceptional care when living at Oakleaf Village. Don't trust the most important person in your life with anyone. Trust the experts. Trust Oakleaf Village. Call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
On June 14th, in the Republican primary, Secretary of State Mark Hammond has earned our trust. Over his tenure, Mark Hammond has kept business filing fees low, transitioned the office from paper documents to faster, more secure electronic documents. And when bad actor charities try to scam South Carolinians, Mark Hammond takes swift action to protect charitable givers. Mark Hammond has kept his campaign promises and has earned our vote June 14th.
I'm Mark Hammond, and I approve this message.
Hey, here's your four grilled cheese double burgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So, could you ever over-cheese something?
Can you over-achieve?
No, over not over-achieve, over-achieve.
What do you get when you combine two cheesy, craveable classics? The Sonic Grilled Cheese Double Burger, made with three slices of melty American cheese layered between two 100% pure seasoned beef patties and held together by thick Texas toast. Try one half price when you order in the Sonic app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Hi, I'm Mr. Deputy Addie Perez with the Richland County Sheriff's Department Community Action Team. As a mother, I know it's important to take care of my health for those I care about. Part of doing that is knowing my risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So if I was you, I'd take the opportunity to visit InItTogetherSC.org and take an online test to find out if you have prediabetes. Again, the website is InItTogetherSC.org. This message is brought to you by the Diabetes Action Council of South Carolina.
You've waited to start the big project at your home. Wait no more. All Southern Construction is the local family-owned and operated group to make your dream a reality. We do home additions, sunrooms, decks, and porches. We can also do shingle or metal roofing, and our work is guaranteed. Whether it's a repair or a brand new addition, All Southern Construction will be with you from start to finish. Online, find us at allsouthernconstruction.com or give us a call at 206-4816. That's 206-4816.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Good morning. Still a collision at Blackwood Road at Bonnie Road, and it looks good elsewhere. The interstate's still busy. Heat index of 112 today. That's going to definitely factor into our overheated traffic this afternoon. We'll check back and see how it goes. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard pizza, wings, subs, and more since 1966. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in on The Point. Thank you for joining us about 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be a visit with Erica and John. We'll look forward to having Your Way Home. Chance to talk with our mortgage experts on a very changing situation right now involving mortgages. We've been talking about a situation here with the heat and with our seniors and some of the things to watch out for and some of the things to look for. And we've got Marsha Clayman with us. She's from Oakleaf Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging. And we want to get back to what we were talking about, Marsha, with the heat and it's sneaking up on you, especially with our seniors, what we're doing to make sure. You were starting to talk a little bit about the neighbors and things like that, and what happens to Mrs. So-and-so up the street that you know is living by herself. I'll tell you what, even if she has air conditioning, and you had mentioned about how, what if somebody you know doesn't have air conditioning? If you know that Mrs. Smith lives up alone by herself up the street, so go knock on her door and make sure her AC is working, you know, and that she's got it where she wants it set, because that could be kind of scary too. Even while she's fine, she's got air conditioning. Do you know it's working? Has anybody checked on it recently?
Well, think about the generation we're talking about right now. A lot of these people grew up without air conditioning. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no such thing, and they learned how to stay cool. However, our environment has changed. Our climate, to me, seems like it's more extreme. And so what we need to do, we need to check on them and call them and encourage them. You know, what's the problem if you're going to stay inside in your nice air-conditioned home and you know Mrs. Jones might be down there not doing so well? Why can't you invite her into your home? You know, what's the deal with that? Is inviting someone in your home and going, why don't you come and let's watch a movie together, or let's sit on the sun porch together? I want you to stay cool. That is so very important, that they stay cool and they stay hydrated. You've got to get people out of the sun and into a cool place. And, of course, air conditioning is going to be your best. If you're sitting in front of a fan that's just throwing hot, you know, air around, that's not cooling you down.
Sure.
You want to drink a lot of fluids, but avoid alcohol and caffeine. Water and fruit or vegetable juices are good. And the thing about water is that you don't have to have it ice cold. Ice cold water is good if you want to sponge yourself down with a cloth, but gulping hot cold water could give you a brain freeze pretty quick.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful about that. Shower, bathe, or sponge off with cool water. And then you need to lie down, rest in a cool place. If you can't cool down quickly enough and you feel like your heart's racing and your skin is clammy, you need to hit the emergency room. You don't need to play games with this and take time off like that. The thing is that we have to understand also people's pre-existing conditions and how we are affected by the heat wave. You can always recommend people to go to a library and read a book and cool off.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the mall, walk around a little bit.
All good ideas, yeah. Yeah.
Go to a movie, go to a senior center. And I'm really, really want to encourage seniors out there. If you are not a member of a senior center, you still can go in. Those are county run properties, and you don't have to be paying a membership fee to be able to go into them. I know at Crooked Creek, they always have really good art shows and things going on that you can walk around.
Sure.
and talk to people.
Sure.
So, you know, take advantage of places like that. Do not sit at home in a hot home because you're embarrassed.
Yeah, good point. Very, very good point. And, you know, I've even said if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed at the moment and you don't want to go and jump into a cold shower or something like that, if you just really need it for the moment, go open your freezer.
Sure.
I'm not kidding. I mean, just go put your face in the freezer for a couple moments and see if you can cool your body temperature down a little bit that way. Because, I mean, if you're feeling really overwhelmed by the heat, that would be probably the fastest way to, you know, take a couple of cubes of ice and just run them down up and down your arms or over your neck. Or just, I even said, and I've done this with myself after cutting the lawn, and I feel overheated. Take and before you go out to cut the lawn, I take a washcloth, soak it, leave it in the freezer, and then as soon as I'm done, come in and drape it around my neck. And it's wonderful. Cools you down pretty quickly. And it's just costs you nothing. I mean, you just took a washcloth, soaked it, and threw it in the freezer. And it hardens up and freezes.
Well, the other thing that's changed for us is that our clothes are not made of so much cotton anymore.
Right. That's a good thing.
Because we wanted to stop ironing so much, and people were spending too much time ironing their clothes. So they've added all these synthetic fibers, and those can be also, they will actually sometimes hold the heat in. They're not giving your fabric a chance to breathe, and so you got to think about the type of clothes that you're wearing right now and making sure that it's light and that you can breathe.
Right.
And like I said, the other thing I want to put out there, some religious groups and senior centers and area agencies on aging will provide you the information you need of where you can go to get cool. And if you need to report someone, if you know for a fact that Mrs. Jones, who's very stubborn and she won't leave her home and it's 105 degrees probably inside that house too, you need to call and get some help. Call somebody at the Agency on Aging and report it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing any harm to her. You're looking out for her. If she's not going to come to you and come to your home or do what you've asked her to do to get cool,
right,
you're going to have to go to the next step and get someone to help her, because we don't want her having a heat stroke, because that is a medical emergency. And our seniors who have heart and blood vessel problems, heart, lung, and kidney disease, these are the people that are going to be totally affected by this heat wave that we've got.
Absolutely.
And so, like I said, know your medications. If you don't feel like you're cooling off fast enough, maybe call your pharmacist and say, am I having some type of side effect because
good
I can't
yeah,
cool
good
down?
Point. Very good idea. Very good idea. Just, again, number one, most important thing is just be smart about it and keep yourself out of situations that can lead to all of these problems, like the heat. Just be real mindful of how much time you're spending outside. Great job. I appreciate it, there, birthday girl. Thank you for that.
Well, like I said, I felt like it was a needed subject.
It is. It really is, especially now. How do people find you over at Oakleaf Village?
You can call us at 803-808-3477, or you can go online at Oakleaf Village
OakleafVillageLexington.com.
Why can't you remember that?
I'm not sure why, because you've been doing such a good job for a year with that. All right, OakleafVillageLexington.com. Or that phone number one more time?
803-808-3477.
Wonderful. Well, again, thanks for coming in, and I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you very much, Brian. We'll have Your Way Home coming up with Erica and John in just a matter of moments after top of the hour news. For Miss Marcia, for Mr. Brian, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening to The Point. We'll catch up with you a little bit later on today at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.